Your spine is obviously a connection of bones or collection of bones running down. Then you've got discs in between each of those bones, those vertebrae. And then you have small muscles that connect those. And then you have large muscles that run across several regions of the brain, of the back. I've got brain on the brain. The spine forms the structure, obviously, from which your limbs arise. So you need to be very important, very careful to maintain that spinal function. So obviously, if your back isn't working properly, then your limbs won't work properly. And if you've had a bad back, you know this. You know that you can't, you know, swing your arms around happily, willy-nilly, if your back's hurting. Okay, just doesn't happen. So your spine also carries the nerves that go out from the brain to the rest of the body. So if you have damage to the spine, it can obviously damage these nerves in more extreme cases. But even if you have sort of chronic dysfunction within the spine, that can lead to wear and tear, which can start to compress the nerves as well and end up with things like sciatica and arm pain and pins and needles and numbness and so forth. So from this, we can conclude that your spine is very important. So your basic principles of back care are that you want to warm up, you don't want to overload it, you want to use your knees and keep the weight as close to you as possible when you're lifting, you want to be very aware of your back, and you want to watch your posture as much as possible when you're lifting also, and even just generally. Like any exercise, gardening does use muscles, so you need to try and avoid injury through warming up beforehand. Now, this ensures that you've got a good blood supply going to the muscles so that they're less likely to cramp up and stiffen up and so on. And it also raises the brain's awareness of the spine and the other muscles so that you're less likely to produce damage. Because as you stretch a muscle out, it starts to increase the firing that goes back into the brain. And so therefore your brain starts to become more aware of that particular muscle, and it raises the tone of that muscle, and therefore you're less likely to sprain it and injure it. You know the reflexes your doctor checks when you tap your knee and your leg kicks out? Those are protective reflexes. And by stretching the muscle, you can actually increase the tone of those protective reflexes so that you're less likely to produce injury to the muscle. Okay, and in turn, your back. Two simple stretches that you can do. One is this cat-camel exercise where you on all fours and you're bending your spine fully forward, you arch your back right forward, you tuck your chin right into your chest, and then you go back in the other direction where you arch your back right back and you look up towards the ceiling, trying to stretch out the front of the back. And you go backwards and forwards like that a couple of times, you know, maybe four or five times. And that'll just help limber the back up. Another one that you can do is a thing called pelvic rocks, okay, where you, in this case, it's demonstrated sitting on one of those Swiss balls or gym balls, but you can also do it just sitting on the edge of a chair. You just perch on the edge of a chair and you just sort of rock your pelvis forward and backwards like that. And you can also do a bit of, you know, side bending. And that's just helping to limber up that low back so that you're less likely to sprain the low back when you're actually out there in the garden. The next thing is you want to avoid overloading your back. Most people shouldn't really be lifting any more than 15 kilograms. And if you're a fairly sort of slight build, then it probably should be even less than that. Okay. Yeah, I know it's very tempting when you've got that 30-kilo bag of compost in the back of the boot and there's nobody else around and you just need to get the blasted thing out. Try not to. You're better off carefully cutting it open and shoveling a bit into a bucket and taking it in steps rather than trying to actually lift it and doing your back in. Okay. The other thing to be aware of is that damage to the spine is often what we call cumulative rather than instantaneous. So you may not be aware that you're actually damaging the spine at the time that you do the lifting. So you may be able to, you may have lifted those 30 kilo bags out of compost for the last 20 years and been quite happy with it. But all along, it's been gradually damaging the discs and damaging the joints and so on. And eventually it can end up causing injury. The other thing to remember is as you're lifting, you've got to keep the weight close to your body. Otherwise, the further a weight is away from your body, you're placing more stress on your back. You know that, you know, if you hold, try and hold a weight, a heavy weight out like this, it's much harder than if you hold it in close to your body. So mostly we do tend to sort of hold things close to our body naturally. But just try and be aware of that. And if you do have to lift something that's quite awkward, be aware of the fact that the mechanics are going to be that it's placing a lot more stress on your back. And therefore you're not going to be able to lift. Good. One of the ways you can be careful is using wheelbarrows. You can have a snooze in it if you like, but the advantage of wheelbarrows is that you're obviously using a lever to transmit the weight onto the wheel. So you want to put the load obviously as close over the top of the wheel as possible, because then you're lifting less weight with the actual arms of the wheelbarrow. And you need to be very careful that you don't overload it, because the heavier the wheelbarrow is, obviously the more force that it's going to be exerting on you, and so that kind of defeats the purpose of actually using the wheelbarrow in the first place. So try and keep it to a reasonable weight, try and keep it over the wheel, and that'll make you much better. Thinking about your back also increases the signals going to the back. Okay, so in the similar vein to what we said before in terms of stretching, it increases awareness. Actually consciously focusing on it also increases the body's awareness. This is often why people can lift heavy weights and yet they bend over to pick up a tissue off the floor or a magazine off the coffee table and bang, their back goes like that. It's simply because when they lift the heavy weight, they're thinking, right, I've got to make sure I'm nice and straight and I bend my knees and I do everything right, whereas they bend over to pick up the magazine and they don't give it a second thought, the back hasn't got the same amount of feedback and ping, away it goes and you end up in my office and I have to fix you. So be aware of your back before you're lifting things. The other thing is also you've got to watch your posture. So this isn't just about, you know, standing upright, keeping your shoulders back and so on. It's about if you're doing sustained activities, you've got to be very careful, because when you contract a muscle, you cut down the blood supply to that muscle because it squeezes the blood vessels and it decreases the amount of blood that can get in there. And the harder the contraction, the more it squeezes, and so therefore that's why you can't hold a heavy weight anywhere near as long as you can hold a light weight, because it's squeezing the blood vessels down a lot more. So you need to just be very careful. If you're having to adopt a certain awkward posture, you know, you're doing a bit of pruning and it's quite difficult to get to, or you're having to reach a lot, you know, arching your back a lot to do some quite high lopping of branches or something like that, that's when you're more likely to do some injury as well, because you're overworking the muscles. They then get a build-up of lactic acid and waste in it, and they get very stiff, and it's much easier to tear a stiff muscle than it is a nice loose muscle. Okay. And also, as we said, they can be irritated by that. The other thing is don't reach for too long either, because if you're reaching out for too long, that's also a very sustained posture, which is not good for your spine. So a good way to do this is to break the activities up into smaller chunks. If you know you've got to do a lot of lopping, try and combine it with something else. So do a bit of lopping for a while, 10 minutes, and then go and do some weeding, and then go and come back and do some lopping, and then come back and go and do something else, so that you're not holding those muscles for too long. Okay, they're getting a break, they're getting a bit of blood flowing through them, that gives them a chance to recover, and therefore you're less likely to injure yourself. So in summary, you've got to respect your spine. It can't be replaced, at least not at this stage. They're experimenting with some replacement discs, but as far as I'm aware, they haven't been that successful. You've got to warm up. You've got to make sure that you don't overload your spine. You've got to keep the weight close to your chest. Be aware of your weight as you're lifting it. Be aware of your body and your spine as you're lifting. Avoid sustained postures. And as a last tip, make sure you service your lawnmower. Because that's probably the biggest cause, I have to say, of people that I see in garden-related injuries anyway, is they're yanking away on the lawnmower and they pull their back or their neck or whatever. Okay. And if none of this works and you do end up needing me, this is my details here. We do offer comprehensive solutions for back and neck pain. I also focus, as I think I said earlier, on the treatment of vertigo and dizziness disorders. So if you or somebody else that you know suffers from vertigo and dizziness... Good. So any questions?